ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to hear some numbers? What kind of numbers would you like? You're a numbers guy.
Let's hear. I always want factual numbers. Okay. I don't want numbers that are made up. Right. I want numbers that illuminate a situation or a process.
All right.
I want numbers that are going to lead you in a direction to make decisions or to create opinions based on fact.
Okay. What do you think the Astros are hitting in this series? These three games.
Ooh, numbers.
What is their batting average?
Man, they have put together some big innings.
Well, actually, for the seventh game in a row, they only scored in one inning in a game. Mm-hmm. Seventh game in a row.
But that was a one spot.
That was a one spot as opposed to, you know, they put up two the night before.
And that was a bunch of, of dinks and dunks. But they put it together against Kirby, who, when Kirby sees the Astros, he's just going to maul them.
And
I mean, Kyle Tucker got, I've never seen Kyle Tucker look so confused as against Kirby, who has some of the best control. His control, by the way, is as good or better than Greg Maddux
70%
was.
70% of his pitches are strikes.
Yeah. He was yesterday. He went into the game at like 52-6 strikeouts to walks, and they say his numbers are similar or better than Greg Maddux.
Well, how about that? Just throw strikes, but he hits corners and
he can move it all over. So I'm going to say, you know, if we have 27 outs in a game,
there's 100 outs. How many hits do they have?
I haven't kept up with hits, only the runs, because that's been easy, because I have a hand.
Right.
I would say, how many total hits? Like, in three games, let's just say 18.
18 for 100. Very good. Well done.
Okay.
18. 180 they're hitting in this series. Two extra base hits, 33 strikeouts, four walks. Mm. They've gotten three quality starts from their pitchers. Verlander was awesome. Awesome yesterday.
Yeah, he was. His stuff was good. He had that breaking pitch, you know, breaking earlier. So it was, yeah, he was good.
Can we also start to, okay, Kyle Tucker, MVP candidate. Last week on MLB Network, Kenny, what's his name? Bill Kenny, Tom Kenny, Jim, Alan yeah. Kenny.
Yeah, Alan.
Brian Bill, Kenny.
Brian Kenny. Brian there Kenny. Is. There it is.
Keep touching. Counting him for MVP.
Yeah. Well, team's not good enough, but yeah. He's having a good season.
Yeah, he said nobody's better in baseball than Kyle Tucker. When he hits against the A's, okay?
No, that's true.
What is he in this series?
Not good. Well, I mean, he struck out his first three times yesterday.
Well, he's 0 for 10, two walks, four strikeouts.
Yeah.
0 for 10. Alex Bregman, what do you think he's batting with a runner on third and less than two outs?
For the season or the series?
Yeah, for the season.
A runner on third.
How many times do you think?
You mean just get the run home?
Right.
I'm going to say less than 200.
No, it's what? 8 out of 18.
Wait, that's good.
That's not good.
8 out of 18?
Yes, that's not good at all. It's terrible. 10 times the runner, you can't hit a fly ball?
No, that's still good. What's that batting average?
No, a fly ball, it's a sacrifice fly. It doesn't necessarily mean.
Yeah,
the runner got home 8 out of 18. That's terrible.
With less than two outs, it feels like it's not bad.
No, it's bad.
Based on what?
Again, in the strike, the last two nights, he had a runner on third, less than two outs, and both times, crap. Yesterday, he swung at that ball in the dirt.
Yeah,
which
is unbreak, but I mean, that's Kirby stuff, though. Look, how many people do you see punch out Kyle Tucker three times in a game? That never happens. Never. Getting Alex Bregman to chase a pitch like that never happens. He's got good plate discipline. Kirby's stuff is nasty. And he, and more importantly, you have no idea what he's going to do.
What about the night before? Was it nasty when he couldn't get the run home? How many? Do you want to? I mean,
he didn't face George Kirby. Did you see what he did to Altuve? Both at bats, throws him up and in, brushes him off, and then immediately starts throwing sliders away that Altuve's chasing.
Well, they were talking
like
about
he went
the setup
so
pitches
basic.
All night.
Yeah.
What do you think the Astros' record is against winning teams this season?
Well, I mean, it's not good.
They've played
their record's not good at all.
Well, no, but okay, what's their record?
I already know they're lamb killers. That's why I haven't gotten excited. They're lamb killers. They're probably a 20% winning team.
28 games. How many wins do they have in 28 games against winning teams?
What's 20% of that? So, six?
Six!
Yeah, that's about 20% of it. Yeah.
6-22.
Yeah, they suck. They're not a good team. I'm sorry, but officially... I just put down their headstone. The headstone is down. The tombstone's down. Here lies the Astros' incredible run. The greatest run in the history of Astros baseball. The greatest run in the history of a Houston sports franchise, without question. And they have finally, age has caught up to them. A loss of talent has caught up to them. Some poor management decisions have caught up to them. And a run, a long run, and a fruitful run, and a run where Jim Crane and Jeff Luhnow and James Click should all be congratulated on their run, and Bagwell. Everyone should be. But this is it.
Oh my God!
It was a great job.
Ryan Tepps.
Well, the last time Tepps
was
played,
great job.
Okay,
Alex Bregman made it back from the dead after 20 and 21. For a 22 World Series, this franchise was able to do so many great things. But like every great run, the Golden State Warriors, the New England Patriots, the Chicago Bulls, when the run ends, it ends with a thud. And that's what is happening with our Houston Astros.
It's okay. I got a text from Eric Logan last night, and he sent me Tepps. He sent me this because he had played it before. You know what's going to happen now? Because what? You and Eric Layden have put them to rest.
What's going to happen?
They're going to go on a 9-game win streak.
Sure. Do they play the A's 9 games in a row?
No.
Oh, well.
They don't need to. They don't need to. Sure. Watch this.
I hope they go on a 9-game
winning streak.
Didn't
you just tell me they're
a
20% winning percentage team?
Well, you hope they do?
I hope they do, because then they'd be a game. What? Would they be now a game over 500 if that happens?
One.
That'd be nice to get over 500. Just rip off 9 in a row.
The drive for 500.
The drive for 500, yes.
By June 20th, they'll be in first place.
Oh.
Yep.
They're going to make up
this is the most outlandish stuff
six
he's ever
and a half
done.
Games six, in no. less than a month.
I told you this before, and I'm telling
and how
you
did
again.
It go, and how does it go? How's it gone?
He's already said this is going to be the greatest year in Astros history.
And it could well be.
So he can just say wild, crazy stuff.
4 months left in the season, and you two. You and Layden.
They're dead.
When we left Friday's show, you were talking about the possibility of them being in first place by the time they came back from the road trip.
So all we had to do was put a couple hits together. You know what? We're right there.
We're right there. And look what's happened.
But we finally got pitching now. Now all of a sudden, you
now
know
you
what?
Need the hitting.
The bats come alive. Watch.
Well,
watch and learn,
okay.
You two. Watch and
even
learn.
If the bats come alive, the best you're going to get is 500 ball.
That's not going to be the best you're going to get.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's not.
The bullpen's not good enough. The starting pitching's not deep enough. And the hitting's not clutch enough. So even if you string together a run of wins, just like you already did, there's always sweeps waiting for you.
And to think this team will magically become healthy when we got Dana Brown. I'm really concerned about the Jose Urquidy injury. It's really worrisome.
Whoa, another injury for Christian Javier.
Okay.
Whatever's going on with your arms over there, something.
But starting,
can y'all figure that out?
Starting in June, no one else will get hurt.
That's right. That's right. Watch. And here comes Lance McCullers to
Yordan,
the rescue.
You know, Yordan hasn't missed his, you know, requisite 10 to 15 games yet, so
he's not going to this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, Lance McCullers, watch.
And Abreu is back. That is true.
Abreu is back.
He can't be blamed for
last night. Was everybody happy? How'd that work out? If his bat was in the lineup, you don't know what would happen.
It worked out fine. I didn't see any errors at first.
No, and Dubon took over. I mean, Dubon, how about Dubon hasn't had in a bat in this series? He's one of their best hitters. It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
It's not a good team. It's a bad. I've seen enough to know that this. The frustrations are starting to really mount. Where you go on the road and you lose every game to Seattle. I mean, that's sucker stuff. And then you score one run yesterday. You get it all in one inning where you slap some singles together. I mean, you had it was a good sharp hit by Pena that moved Yordan first to third, and you were able to get him home. But after that, you didn't even threaten. It was terrible. It was terrible. You just completely baffled and confused by
yep.
Mariners pitching.
Jake's RBI was a blooper. Yordan had a couple of he's not driving the ball at all. It's just at all. Altuve's lost.
He's been stuck on nine home runs terrible. For a long time.
Pena can't lay off a slider outside.
Yeah, but he's still hitting though.
Well, he's down to he was a lot better just last week. So it's going to turn around right here.
Yeah, you sound very confident.
You sound convinced,
Jay. I am convinced. But
are you ready to step back from best team in Astros history? May turn it around, but are you ready to step back from
that? Not ready
yet. If they win 20 games in a row, do you know that they will
watch
be
this.
They will be where they were in 2017 it was, I believe. I believe that's the year that they had that big start. So if they can win 20 in a row.
I don't even think they'd be as good as that.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be in
the
neighborhood.
They'd only be 10 games over 11 games over 500.
With 20 wins in a row.
So 12 games. That wouldn't be that. That wouldn't be that. But look, we'll look what's coming up. Oh, Minnesota. Suck. You got them this weekend.
We're the circle.
Cardinals.
We're the team people
suck.
Are certain. You
Angels
should beat the Cardinals.
Suck.
Angels beat the Astros.
San Francisco sucks. Detroit sucks. White Sox suck. Baltimore. Okay. They're
but
right.
We're the team that sucks, too.
You can't keep talking about soft touches when you are one of the softest touches.
We're circling Astros now.
A bunch of teams with losing records. That's all we need.
I mean, all of that sounds great. Angels, White Sox, in theory, yeah. Angels, White Sox, Cardinals. That all sounds good
Tigers.
In theory. Yeah,
Tigers. Giants.
That sounds good until I look at the records, and our record's worse than most of them, not White Sox. But they're worse than
the
most
Angels
of these
just
teams.
Took two out of three.
I know, the Angels just at our house.
Yeah, but that was
but
here.
What?
We don't win at home.
Okay. You don't win in Seattle either.
How are we going to win a bunch of games if we don't win at home?
We don't win at home. Hey, today,
Seattle says you don't win on the road.
Eric Geddy on the mound.
Will Eric Geddy get a quality start?
Eric Geddy will get a quality start. They're going to win this game.
Let's
a 3-10 game.
Let's put 100 on it.
What, on Eric Geddy quality start?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, all that, but.
Well, the last time you made a bet, you won regarding the Astros. You bet they would win a game with Eric Gladen. It was over Coors Lights, and you
That's
won
right.
that one.
I did win it. I did.
Well, you just bet that they would win a game?
Yeah, yes. But they were in New York.
It's a lot harder. Oh, yeah, that's good. It's a lot harder getting a quality start for an Astro, though.
Well, you just got three of them.
You just got three in a row. And Eric Geddy gave you one the last time out.
He actually had, I think, a real quality start. Or did he get an Eric Geddy quality start?
I think it was an Eric Geddy quality
start. It may have been
because
a five.
He gave up.
A five and a three? Or did he get 6-3? I feel like he got a. It was him or Hunter Brown had a legit
5-3.
Okay,
that's an Eric Geddy quality start.
But I'm not counting. This has to be a real quality start.
An Astro quality start.
No,
five
it
innings,
can't be an AQS.
Three runs.
I'm betting 100 that he doesn't get a QS, not an AQS.
I can't do that right now. Can't do that right now. I just need that.
Not
100.
So confident, huh?
I need to keep that 100. But I don't care. The bats are going to explode.
You know, he's probably
tonight.
Mad as hell. Gilbert. Let me get Gilbert in real quick.
He did actually say, I want to talk Astros. I'm
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, let's get Gilbert in here. Because Gilbert stays up late at night and watches TV late at night, gets sleepy in the morning, wakes up to call us. Gilbert, are you mad as hell about what's going on?
Yeah, Astro can't hit the ball.
Lucid Gilbert's here. So this is going to be a good call.
They won't even lost the game yesterday. Anyway,
How come they lost the game again?
They should have kept that other pitcher. You know,
it should have kept in that other pitcher.
Should have kept
pitcher, not picture.
They should have kept.
I was like, what is he saying?
Should have kept Verlander in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have had him go a complete game.
I'm mad as hell. I'll be honest with you. I don't know about you, Gilbert, but I'm mad as hell about this.
Bro, wait. Tell the year. 2 years from the FB World Champion again, anyway.
Oh,
two boy. Years. We're 2 years away. That's we're just 2 years pretty, away.
Who do you see winning a World Championship this year?
Beat New York Yankees. Yeah,
Yankees.
Yankees. Huh? That's better than the Tiger pick you had last year.
Yeah, you had the Tigers. Yeah,
I think it was the Indians.
Oh, by the way.
By the way, oh, you have his address? See, Dell never gave me your address.
You never asked for it.
He has not piece of paper.
I gave him his address anyway.
Gilbert said he never.
You never asked for it, Lance.
You never gave it to me.
You never asked.
Gilbert, that is not. This is not
Gilbert,
on me.
Did you give? You gave Dell your address,
right? Did you give
right?
him your address?
I have it right here, Lance.
Yeah.
Address anyway.
So then you have
the picture because Lance.
I have
sent
the picture.
It. You didn't send it?
I know, but...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can you bring Lord this weekend to take a picture with you and...
bring it by.
Nicole, in the,
yeah, give him his picture.
Mail it to me because...
I definitely...
It might get wet.
It might get wet in the mail?
It's going to rain.
Yeah.
It's been raining.
I can
put
it...
Yeah, it's been raining.
I can put it in an insulated... I can put it in an insulated envelope.
You can't come over.
I'm gonna be honest.
Bring it by. You and Nicole go out for a nice drive. Clay Road, okay.
Gessner.
Clay Road and Gessner over there.
Yeah,
anyway.
And Gessner's the short little jaunt.
That's right.
Get over there. I don't think she'll go because she's always working. Now she's running right now. As a matter of fact, she wants to run another marathon. So it's hard
to
get
her over there.
It's hard. No, I don't think she's going to run the streets.
You could drive with her and she's running.
I could, but I don't think she would do that.
I have Obama this weekend. Please, this weekend.
This weekend. He's begging you.
Please. Yeah.
He's asking, please.
You're making it hard on me now. Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to send a picture in an insulated envelope that won't get wet.
Bring Nicole and yourself in that picture over.
That's
Let me see if I can talk her into it, Gilbert.
All right. We'll see.
He'll try, Gilbert.
I'll see if I can.
Still right, Lance?
Well, no, I still have the picture.
I still have
the address.
I do have his address.
I will tell you this though, Gilbert. Dell did not give me the address after the show.
You didn't ask.
Dell, I forget things. You already know I have
ADD.
I don't
know if you've heard, but I don't have time. When I have
Gilbert, this has nothing to do with me. This is all
ADD is forgetfulness too.
No.
Well, yes.
Well, no.
Yes, it is.
No.
You can't focus on anything. So after a show, you think my mind's going in 100 directions.
Hey, by the way,
you think I'm going to know?
What do you think I've got going on after this show? I got to do my show. I got time to placate to you.
Gilbert, he could have handed me a piece of paper.
You could have walked in here.
He could have handed me a piece of paper. He didn't do it.
I think Nicole wants to take a ride.
I don't think
so. To Gilbert's house.
How about you?
I think that's a long shot.
How about Nicole jog over there and you on her and you on the bike pacing her to Gilbert's house?
Make sure that you use Gilbert's phone to take the picture.
Question, Gilbert.
If you have it in your phone and you have to get it to him,
forget about it.
Gilbert, I have a serious good call. Gilbert, I have a very serious question for you. When is the last time you had a picture of John and Wendy?
We went to.
No, I'm just asking him a question. I didn't say John.
When he was in the hospital, we went over there.
And I didn't say hello, John. This question, Gilbert. What day? Do you remember when that was? Is that an older picture or a newer picture?
It was a lot sooner than you did because you've never done it,
Gilbert.
This is what I'm talking about. A showdown.
We got a break. We got to talk. Gilbert,
the game's not as fun
now. I'm hoping Lance can come through for you, Gilbert. That's all I'm hoping for. He and Nicole.
Can you feel the tension? I can. I can feel it down in my plums.
What, Gilbert?
Okay, that's all.
He just said something.
We got to go. We got a break. I got to talk about Doc Linville. It's way
late.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Doc Linville. Doc Linville making your hair look good, okay? I'm looking at Jim Nance on there right now. He's still got some nice hair going on. But he could probably use a little bit because, listen, if you're starting to get a five head, okay, you've got a receding hairline, you're starting to bald, and you're seeing a bald spot in the back, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm too young for this. I don't want to be bald, okay? I don't want to start shaving my head every day. That's awful. You know what's great? Having hair. You know what's great? Doc Linville, because he puts that hair, moves it from the side, the back, to the top, or stimulates the growth of your own hair just by doing the PRP. So you're looking for the best way to get hair. I'm telling you, it's a great process. It's easy. It's simple. It's painless. All of those. And he's got a three-day anesthetic that's even better than it was when I did it, and it was awesome. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
For more than a century, the Pendleton Roundup has defined what it means to be a cowboy. It also gave life to something equally renowned, Pendleton Whiskey, capturing that unique spirit in every bottle and honoring the enduring legacy of the American West. Pendleton Whiskey, made with the finest northern grains and cut with Mount Hood Glacier water. A whiskey that celebrates the cowboy in all of us. That's Pendleton whiskey. That's true Western tradition. Pendleton is the official whiskey of the PBR Tour.
Pendleton Distillers, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Lance Erlein here. If you have low water pressure, dirty, or bad tasting water, call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're Houston's premier repiping company. If you have a water heater that's over 10 years old, it may be time to look into a tankless water heater. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are the local plumbing experts, and you can trust that they are going to take care of ESPN 97.5 listeners. Make sure that you keep the name aqueductplumbingcompany.com in your phone and ready for action.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts? Rudy's waiting. He wants to talk. You think wants to talk about the Astros? Who doesn't want to talk about the Astros? So. What do you say, Rudy?
Hey, guys. Hey, man. Over the years, I have never been really the party line, you know, so, but I don't want to argue with you guys, but I do want to hear a point from you, Granato, about, honestly, about the future of the Astros. You can go this short money this year and say they're going to make this, you know, this Pollyanna, they're going to make this comeback, but you realistically know they're not going to make the playoffs this year. They're not. And let me tell you something that I think is even more of a reality. Is how are you going to ever, and I mean you, that the Houston organization, how is the Astros going to attract free agents in the future that aren't controllable? How are they going to attract good, some of the best talent to rebuild? You know what the answer is? They're not. So honestly, this is the start of a slide. And I guess I think I used to be one of the biggest Astro fans ever until they cheated. So, this is just payback now, and I think it's going to happen. Tell me when one reputable free agent signs that is not controllable, I'll call in and apologize. But until that happens, the slide is on.
What do you mean by not controllable? What does that mean?
Meaning they have a choice where they go. A free agent could say, I can go anywhere I want to go. They're not coming to Houston. They're not. At least not until probably this generation of players pretty much filters out, and that's probably what.
Well, why do you think? But hold on, why do you think that though?
Well, Rudy? They just signed. I mean, Jose Abreu came here.
Abreu. That's a great example. That's just feeding into my argument. This is the other thing. Don't say Josh Hader either, because Josh Hader 2 years ago sat in the bullpen. during a late season game, they, and I heard this, from MLB Network, sat in the bullpen, they called him to come in, and he said, why should I go in? We're not going to make the playoffs.
It was too, but you can't just use that because that's...
What does that have to do with?
Behold, you're trying to use that.
He had a choice to go wherever he wanted, and he came here.
What he's saying is, you're going to get that level or type of guy coming in.
You get a perfectly good, let me just clarify this. When you get a player that more than six teams are after in the free agent market,
like
when
Hader.
You get one of those, I'll call in and say,
Josh Hader was one of those
Josh
guys.
Josh Hader's one of those guys.
He's absolutely
Josh
one of those.
Josh Hader, nobody wants. The bottom line on him was the word was out. He's a hack.
Where do you say the word is out, Rudy? The word is out with who?
Because
Josh Hader's a hack. I mean, have you seen his stats?
Okay, you're going to go into this mode again. Take control. Let me explain.
Okay, explain.
Anthony Rizzo moral compass curse on you guys.
You're trying to compare him to Rizzo based on one thing that you heard, but he's a closer.
He doesn't pass the sniff test. Neither does Abreu. So you're 0-0.
You're talking about sniff tests. Let's talk about facts.
Tucker.
Rudy, I wanted to argue this. Okay, go ahead. Tell it. You don't get a hang up. You have to argue this. Go ahead.
Well, because you went to cut me off.
No, Rudy, I'm going to let you go, but you ain't going anywhere because we're going to finish this. Go ahead.
I'm being honest with you. I think that in the dugout and amongst players, I think what happened matters. I think that when they talk in the dugout, and if journalism would truly go in and try to figure this out, that people will make up their own decisions and say, I'm not going to play over there. Are you kidding me?
Can you give us,
it's a huge effect.
Why? Tell us why they're saying, now you've already told us that you have a, hold on, my turn. My turn, Rudy. Okay. You told us that they have a bias. You have a bias against the Astros because you were hurt after they were caught cheating. I totally get that, and that's understandable. So your bias may be playing into this. But what makes you think that players would not come to the Astros to play based on what? When they're in the locker room, you're not giving any credible. You're not making a credible argument.
Let me explain. I've got the answer.
Okay, give it to me, please, finally.
Some players actually have feelings about baseball and the sanctity of baseball. Therefore, they will never
You mean the steroid? You mean the sport with the most steroids ever?
Spitters and all the illegal
pitchers that cheat.
Are you kidding me?
You mean the watch?
Rudy,
that's got nothing to do with
what do you mean that's got nothing to do with it, Rudy? They use illegal substances. They have new rules. They have new rules now where you cannot – they check the glove of every player after an inning. Why do you think that happened? Because of spider tack, which was used across the league. You have had multiple teams. You've had multiple teams, Rudy, in trouble with spying. No. You don't like this because it goes against your narrative. But baseball is the cheatingest sport of all time. You realize that, right? The entire steroid era.
Rudy, stop, Rudy. We got
Rudy,
stop.
Your arguments. Rudy. I'd love to just.
By the way,
going.
Josh Hader was wanted by multiple teams.
Josh Hader's career ERA is a 2.69. He's had over 30 saves four different times in his career.
Did I hear that he's suggesting that Josh Hader's the type of guy the Astros will get because of
because it goes against his narrative, so he's got to put a qualifier that tells you why. See, this is an easy argument to disassemble. His argument is I got to get rid of Hader. So what I said, he's somebody that
nobody wanted.
That people, the word's out on him in the dugouts. How would you? Why do you say that? Just because no one wants to go to the Astros. I thought you were going to make a sensible argument, like no one wants to go to the Astros because Jim Crane is not going to pay for that. But you said a control. Then you just went off the deep end with conspiracy theories about what you think major league players, because the Astros are a bad team that aren't. They don't do it the right way. Are you kidding me?
What?
Baseball players cheat their asses off. Baseball player, this sport is not one that you want to get on a pious high horse and talk about how everything, there's a lot of players who do things the right way and there's the sanctity of the game. Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't believe in the sanctity of the game, but I do believe players are hypocrites. So while they were cheating, they did have a big issue with the Astros. Well, I don't think it's going to keep them from coming here. Pay them and they'll show up.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that players aren't hypocrites, because I said that during the scandal.
What does players not being hypocrites have to do with
that? Players are coming here. It's just ridiculous.
Guys were cheating, but for whatever reason, they took a bigger offense to what the Astros were doing.
Offer the money, and players will come, Rudy. It's that simple. It has nothing to do with you getting your feelings hurt about them cheating.
He can't be more wrong. Fromber, after 25, you're not Fromber, Verlander, Bregman, all of that money, Tucker, all that money's coming off the books. All that money. And you know what a bunch of guys are going to do? Sign here.
Well, the question is, are the Astros in a position where the guys who are making decisions are going to sign the right guys?
Well, that's the question.
Well, that's not it.
That's what Rudy should have asked.
No, I'm talking about the future.
No, Rudy had a legit.
Listen, they made plenty of mistakes in the last couple of years as far as that goes. Montero's coming off the books as well. When all that money comes off the books, a bunch of guys are going to sign here. A bunch of guys.
We can wipe away what Rudy's saying. I think we're a consensus that most of that was ridiculous. But as far as the downturn is coming, do we trust who's in power to go make good decisions?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, that's my problem. But I thought Rudy was going to make a valid argument, and then he just went to the sanctity of baseball card, like baseball players get. And Josh Hader doesn't count, because Josh Hader absolutely counts.
Yes.
Josh Hader, you can't wipe away Josh Hader. You could have argued things that I think you could have made valid arguments on some stuff, but your decision is to go with this, like, because you didn't like what happened with the Astros and the cheating scandal, that baseball players in the dugouts think that, well, I would never go play at the Astros. Are you kidding me?
Okay, yeah, it's a baloney. That's crap. All right, 731 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And the pass. The sniff test. This is what you say when you don't have facts to back anything up. You say things like, the word is out in the dugouts. It doesn't pass the sniff test. The Josh Hader signing doesn't pass the sniff test. Your comments on the Josh Hader doesn't pass the sniff test, because look at the money he made and look at the quality of pitcher he is.
Yeah. $95 million over 5 years. Guess what? A lot of teams wanted him. You don't pay $95 million for a guy that nobody wanted.
Somebody said that was Lindsey Graham on a mobile. That's not who that was. That's ridiculous.
Hey, are you still in the hunt for a sports book?
Parkrider, that's not Lindsey Graham who called.
If you're still in the hunt for a sports book to call home, bet on the nonstop action or the madness. And the madness that is my bookie. Because, listen, you don't have to be there on time, because there's live in-game betting. You can cash out early. They've got that option. You have got an immediate bonus that goes into your account when you sign up, okay? 50%. In a lot of cases, listen, it is as good as it gets at mybookie.ag. You're not getting the stuff you're getting more stuff than you're going to get at other bookies, especially a local bookie. You're going to have to, they're not giving you 50% more to play with. They're just not. No chance. You got all your casino games as well with live dealers. It's awesome. Get in now. Take advantage. You got basketball still going on. You got baseball. You got soccer. You got a bunch of stuff that you can still bet on, and be ready for when the football season gets here. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got to put in the promo code BET975 at MyBookie.ag.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The John Clay Wolf Show. Here's what's going on in the Wolf Pack.
Hey, dude, you didn't tell me that you wrecked it, and it looks wrecked. How much was the insurance check? $8,000? Yeah, did y'all spend it on fixing it, or did you put it in your pocket? Well, you know, my cousin, just stop there.
Stop.
Just stop there. All I needed to know is $8,000 insurance and a cousin.
The John Clay Wolf Show, every Saturday morning.
ESPN 97.5.
Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer with the largest selection in all of Houston, has a brand new website. WaymoreSilencers.com now offers a complete line of firearms and knives available only on the new site. At WaymoreSilencers.com, you'll find guns and rifles from every major brand, like Smith & Wesson, Glock, Remington, Springfield Armory, Mossberg, SIG, and Kimber, just to name a few. Plus the best hunting knives from Outdoor Edge, Benchmade, Montana Knife Company, Gerber Gear, MKC, and so much more. Don't forget, Waymore Silencers has one of the only in-house electronic fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA Form 4s for you. Waymore Silencers is located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent.
Hey, Branham here. Have you thought about artificial grass for your yard? Well, let me tell you about Sinlon. They're the industry's best when it comes to quality artificial grass and installation. Sinlon is for your yard, your kid's playground, a dog run, a putting green, even a patio. And just think, with Sinlon, no more mowing, watering, or putting chemicals in your yard. And no more dirt and mud in the house from kids or dogs. Learn more at 975sinlon.com. That's 975sinlon.com.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any three or more A.O. Smith water heaters. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
A lot of people enjoying Rudy in the phone call. A lot of people. Many people thought that was a great phone call.
Many people.
Many people.
I feel like he started off with something we could have worked with. It's the start of the Astros downturn. He was in the midst of kind of attacking John, which I appreciated.
Yeah, I like that part.
And then he goes, "This is the start of the Astros downturn," and then he went off the rails.
Yeah.
People believe Rudy's from the future.
How so?
What?
That he knows what's many happening people? With the Astros. He can see it's the end. I'm from the current. I'm from the present, and I can see it's probably the end. I don't think Christian Javier's. I think we've seen the best of Christian Javier.
God, that's so terrible.
I know. I don't want to believe
I would have given him that. But now, listen. Montero, no. I was happy about Abreu. Thought it was a little expensive. I didn't think he'd fall off the world. Montero, no way. I wouldn't have given him that money. I would have given Christian Javier that money.
100%.
Yep.
100%. And it wasn't good last year. Everything we try to make ourselves feel better about, well, what about that month? What about that 1 month with Abreu? Those are called outliers. And with Christian Javier, it just never looked the same as 2022 last year. And then, you know, he was rocked in game 7 of the series. And then this year, not only has it been the pitches don't look the same, the velocity's lower, the snap on the breaking pitch is not the same, and he's had arm problems twice. Like, dude, I really have a bad feeling that we're never going to see 2022 Javier. And you paid for 2022 Javier. You didn't pay for 23 Javier. That's not what he got. You don't want to pay for that version, and you definitely don't want to pay for this version. I'm really worried that version doesn't come back. Lance McCullers is just waiting to retire, I think. I mean, I think Lance wants to come back. He wants to pitch. He wants to be a good player. This is arm injuries follow him around. You think players magically get healthier as they get older? No, that doesn't happen. The only person I ever saw that happen with was Grant Hill, I think. Fromber's Fromber. I still have confidence and faith in Fromber. I like seeing him be a little more confident.
Okay, but here's the deal. He's coming up in a couple of years in arbitration. What are you going to do?
You're going to have to pay him.
You're going to have to pay him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fromber?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay him.
I don't know. He's going to be 32?
Yeah, well, Justin Verlander's 41.
Yeah.
Paying him.
He ain't Justin Verlander.
He's not Justin Verlander, but, actually, I might argue that he's about the same as Justin Verlander right now.
Justin Verlander's one of the top
seven pitchers of all time. No, I'm not. You don't get to talk about Justin Verlander 2 years ago.
Even still, Justin Verlander won a Cy here.
I know what he is. I know what he did in the past. I know what he was. I'm talking about right now. You're paying Justin Verlander right now.
Well, yeah, but the end. This is it. This is the end of it. But you're on the end of it. You want to give him another one?
Hold on. Fromber's been very good as an Astro.
Yeah, Fromber's been very good.
So why would you not pay him?
Because I don't trust that he's going to be very good for much longer. I mean, because we've seen him.
Are you going to have? Like, you're in full rebuild mode then. Justin Verlander's going to retire. Fromber's gone. McCullers will be gone, which I don't really count him. Javier, I don't think, is going to be. Where are the players? What's your minor league system look like? They're just loaded with pitching talent?
Loaded.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen Eric Geddie.
We can't trade anybody because we're going to win.
JP France lately?
We can't trade. Yeah, I've seen him. We can't trade anybody because the Astros are all about winning. You've got nothing. You don't have much in a minor league system. And then all your players, we're not going to sign anybody. Like, where the hell are these players coming from? How are we going to field a team?
Well, no, you're going to sign some players. And
no one's going to come here. The Astros cheated.
I forgot about that. I forgot all about the Astros cheating. And oh, by the way, Rudy, I don't like him anymore because they cheated. Everybody was cheating, Rudy. Goodness gracious. It's baseball. It's what they do. Come on. We cheated. Yeah, we cheated. And I'm glad we cheated again. Oh, Ronel Blanco. You okay? Got Ronel Blanco. I got Eric Geddie. I got Forrest Whitley.
He's 30 years old, Ronel Blanco.
You what?
He's 30.
So what? I got to look at him. Okay? He's our best pitcher.
Great story. I hope the story about the Astros season is whatever the hell happened to Ronel Blanco
He's been suspended for cheating too, Dell. You going to mention that?
No.
In the other dugouts, they're saying, look at Ronel Blanco. In the other dugouts, I guarantee you, they're saying, look at Blanco. Yeah, some things never change.
Yeah, you know what? We don't want Ronel Blanco on our team. He's a cheater.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dell.
He brought him up.
Yeah, but you're the one that said he was 30.
Oh, guess what?
I like the world where I believed he was 25.
No, he's not.
No, you know what? A lot of Hispanic players, they lie about their age.
Not they're actually younger. Yeah,
he might be younger.
That's generally not how that works.
They tell you they're older to get with cougars, and then the reality is they're actually younger.
Get with cougars? Don't cougars like younger men?
Yeah, but 30 is a cougar.
Yeah, but no, then
30
is
young for they don't feel bad about 52-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's saying he's older than he actually is.
I don't think that's the case.
This ain't the NBA where we date women that are 30 years older than us, like Jalen.
Are we talking about a loving relationship?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is a loving relationship.
Is it?
Yeah, I can tell.
Is it?
Have you seen the pictures on Instagram? It looked lovely.
I haven't seen the
pictures. Now, I don't know that the other two paternity issues are loving. But I think the Drea Michelle one is, I think he loves her.
He loves her?
Are they still together, by the way?
I
haven't heard anything new.
I don't look up their Instagram. I don't know.
Do you follow
I do not.
Jalen Green's Instagram, Dale?
No. Okay. What for? What am I going to get off that Instagram? Why would I follow that?
Let me check it out, see what's new.
Oh, by the way, buried the lead. When we come back, let's break down this whole Scottie Scheffler
issue. What are we breaking
issue.
Down? They dropped
let's
the
break
charges.
It down.
I thought we broke it down yesterday.
We did break it down. And then you know what? It broke down after the show.
So his Instagram.
It broke down.
John?
Yeah.
Do you want to use three words to describe what you think about the police?
Oh. Boy, I've been seeing the tech. This you know is what? Why I know. Yeah.
Justice,
they're not back in the blue anymore.
Justice prevailed.
That's only two words. But
justice
you
prevailed
had a real,
yesterday. Okay.
I mean.
Justice prevailed
Jalen
yesterday.
Green has no pictures of Drea in his Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I got news from Kent Jones, my mortgage nerd. I got an email from him and a listener. I think I can say his name, Brett. Brett's a listener to the show, bought a house. And the list of stuff that Kent Jones did for him and the money that he saved him. This is real life. This is real money. And I'm telling you, it was substantial over what he said. You know what? Brett said, you know what? I can't trust John because he told me about Coors Lights, and now I'm addicted to Coors Lights. But here's the deal. He did trust, and he went with Kent Jones, and he saved a bunch of money. This is happening every day. Kent Jones is going to work his tail off. And then it's not over with Kent Jones because, by the way, when there's a time to refi, Kent Jones is here. Kent Jones will be with you. Kent Jones is going to be by your side for the entirety of your home, okay? That's what's going to happen. Not living with you per se, but if you ever need him, he's there. He's there. And if you, he does refis, he does mortgages, he does it all. He's a broker, and he just cares about this. This is, he loves this stuff, and he saves people money. Been doing it for 29 years. He knows all the ins and outs. And to save you money, working, and he's going to work for you as opposed to the other mortgage companies that just want you to sign and pay the fees. That ain't the way he does it. So if you need a mortgage or refi, 713-520-5626, 713-520-5626, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
13 years ago, Veritex Community Bank opened its doors with the intention to serve others and grow the community. Over 40,000 customers choose the bank with truth in its name. Wouldn't you like to experience truth in Texas banking? Join Team Veritex today. Member FDIC.
What's up, y'all? Paul Gallant here. You looking for a taste of Texas with a twist? Highway Cantina? That's where it's at. This vibrant hotspot is serving up fun and fresh Tex-Mex favorites. Beulah Cultivare, an easy liquor lounge in the Heights. The same group brings you Highway Cantina. You're going to love it, too. Grab a lunch, a happy hour with coworkers, or kick back with friends at the new Highway Cantina. On St. Emmanuel in Edo, join us for good food and tall Texan margaritas. Highway Cantina, where every bite and sip is a celebration.
John Granato here. Walking into Republic Boot Company at 11th and Studewood in the Heights is like walking into a time machine to the Republic of Texas. Seriously, go check it out. Whether it's their exclusive 1836 collection of all leather boots or a customized pair with whatever material and design you want, these are going to be the most comfortable boots you've ever worn. Hats, suits, and all kinds of handmade leather products in a Texas-inspired haven. Book their space for your next event. Republic Boot Company, where tradition meets style. RepublicBootCompany.com.
Branham here with Josh Smith from Gentle Bend Spirits. Josh, there are so many places our listeners can enjoy Gentle Bend. The vodka, the gin, the bourbon. What are the two biggest?
Yeah, it's easy, Jeremy. The biggest two for us are Minute Maid Park and Toyota Center.
I love bourbon with my baseball. I love vodka with my basketball. Don't ask me why. Find it at Minute Maid on the main concourse, section 106, and at Toyota Center, Ben's Bar, section 125.
Yeah, absolutely. We love being partnered with the Astros and the Rockets.
Gentle Bend, ask for it by name.
Hey, this is Tautala Tussie Tussie with the Houston Sabercats, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you haven't already, download the app so you can stream the station all day long. You could even stream it from a Sabercats game. I'm just saying.
John Granato here with Dr. Kane Linville from 975hair.com. Doc, there's all kinds of hair replacement guys out there right now. How is 975 Hair doing?
Well, we're doing great. I think the response from the listeners has been huge, and it just keeps going. So we're doing really well. I'm told that we're among the top in the city, and I think that's just a testament to customizing every patient's plan, not overcharging or overselling, and then you get word of mouth that also gets out there.
975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yo, you're on a
now,
Twitch.
Here's what happened.
What?
Is he is being interrogated after the most stressful situation of his life, right? And the officer is actually asking him leading questions and trying to get him to agree with them, okay? And that's why you don't talk to the police. Because they are going to try to put words in your mouth. And that's exactly what they did.
But that was after he read his Miranda rights. He didn't
of course. He didn't have to speak. But again, he asked to talk to the officer. He wanted to explain to him what happened. However, they are trying to get him to confess to something that he didn't do. And the video evidence shows he didn't do it.
That was Scotty Scheffler's lawyer yesterday.
That was Rudy.
He's pissed that the charges were dropped. He wanted to go after the cops. He wanted to go after
them. He's pissed they were dropped?
Yeah, well, probably.
But just file a civil suit.
Well, plus, see how it works. You know, more billable hours.
Okay. Now you hit it. Okay. I got a professional golfer on the hook?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we're going to end this case now before justice is served?
Yeah. Billable hours are
kind You of just a- nailed it. I'm like, why would he be upset? Oh, you're right. This thing could have dragged out.
Could have dragged out as well.
This is a miscarriage of justice. So, but they dropped the charges. Yeah, but let's just hear everything through. We need discovery. We need depositions.
So Scotty, the charges were dropped yesterday against Scotty Scheffler, and knew they would be. I mean, it was just the whole thing was just ridiculous. And no, bad look for Louisville, because if they want to continue, they don't have any major sports teams. You don't want to have the one major sporting event other than the Kentucky Derby that you have there. You know, you don't want that to be, you know, what you're doing.
Pull him out and beat him. This isn't a Rodney King situation.
It was to me.
My gosh. Golf fans, I've noticed, have lost their minds over mistreatment of Scotty. Dude, there was a fatality. Scotty got word from one guy and then started going contra flow. And when the guy tried to stop him to talk to him, he decided, I don't have to talk to you. So he kept on going.
Right.
And the police, and then they're like, I've seen people say, he doesn't have to talk to a security guard. He doesn't. A security guard is in place. They've been hired to secure an area. What's wrong with stopping and complying? I guess we're all about complying it's a golfer, and golfers don't have to comply. He had a tee time. Listen. He had a tee time like 4 hours
there
later.
There was a call to defund the Louisville Police
that
Department.
That was, no.
Okay. All right.
Now golf fans want to defund the police. Defund the police. This is why cops no one trusts them. All cops are bastards. Like, wait, what? Is this why Antifa? Or golf fans?
You don't talk to cops.
You don't talk to cops. They're trying to coerce you. Okay? Did they have Scotty in there for like hours with no nothing to drink, nothing to eat, wouldn't let him go to the bathroom? Okay?
Well, it's called being arrested, yeah.
Okay. And here they're trying to coerce an admission of guilt.
I think it's all been a little extra done. I don't know that he needed to be arrested for any of that, unless he dragged a police officer.
Ruined
That's
his pants.
The only reason.
Ruined his pants.
Yeah, the only way you do.
I don't know, that guy probably came to work. I said, I got a hole in my pants. I'm going to have figure out how I can get these fixed.
Look, why doesn't Scotty just comply?
Yeah.
Just comply.
Just comply.
Just comply, guys.
He did comply.
The police.
He didn't.
The police have a hard job.
He dragged a cop under his car.
He thought it was Paul Blart.
He said,
didn't think it was a cop.
I've got a yellow car. I've got a yellow jacket
just
too
like
on.
His. It's, well, now I it all see
says,
it.
And it says
I didn't know
police
y'all were
on
dressed
it.
Up today. I didn't know.
And it says police on it. Who wears yellow jackets who are at the entrance of a golf
security
facility? Yeah, you can't run past security. You stop at the security and say,
yeah,
take it up with the cop. I'm already here. You don't
you
believe
got a
in authority.
Tee time and they're trying to stop
you
at the gate.
You want to abolish
Beat
police.
It.
Defund, even.
Defund.
Abolish police at golf tournaments.
Just
how would y'all like it if how would
just
you like
Louisville
it if the Boogie Boys and Antifa are fighting at golf tournaments now?
No, they don't.
On the third fairway?
Not doing that.
It's already like that at Phoenix. Do you want no cops at Phoenix? Phoenix is close enough to be in a fight in the streets at Portland. That's what those battleground fights between Antifa and the Proud Boys. You ever seen those videos? I've been in those rabbit holes. That's what the Waste Management Open looks like now.
Will there be guys in golf shirts and shorts marching the streets with Scheffler t-shirts on?
Free Scotty?
Yeah.
With drums?
And
drop the charges.
Protesting the police. Will you guys get motivated and
with our master shirts on?
Yeah, and get out there.
Hey ho, security guards have got to go. And they're doing that stuff. We will not stop it. Unjust stops. Tee times, they matter. Tee times matter more. One, two, three, four. Tee times matter more. Yeah.
Did you just say tea
times? Hashtag tea times
no
matter.
No stopping for police. They'll have all kinds of, yeah.
Hey, ho, they got to go. Hey, ho, they got to go. Can you please get your guys into some type of group where you guys march towards golf courses.
We can't be marching near the course and making all that racket.
Okay.
Right? I'm saying, outside the police station.
The only reason I'm saying this is I've gone down Twitter, and I couldn't believe the anger. Like, this shows what the police in Louisville. Everyone wants to make sure they don't say police. A lot of them say police in Louisville. But this is a corrupt police. Imagine what would have happened. They turn it off. So I'm surprised he didn't get beat, and he may have been. And he's like, oh, my God. You guys have got to stop.
Did you see
they that? Wanted him to stop. He didn't. They got pissed off. This is how it works. As long as I've seen, I've been in New Orleans on the street, and if the police, if you don't do what the police say in the French Quarter, your ass is going to be in trouble, and they don't care.
Well, we weren't in the French
Quarter. No matter who you are.
A golf course, thank you very much. Scotty had a vehicle that was clearly marked.
Was it?
Yes. And
what does it say?
And it said, it says, right on this, whoever is sponsoring the
how do you know that's what Scotty had?
He did.
You don't know.
He had a player's car. He did.
Sorry.
But you don't know.
Yes,
if they
I do know. They
but
said
you
it.
Don't know if there
they
was a sticker
it. He
on
wasn't,
it.
Wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but what if his
so?
What
you expect him to read all that?
What if his tint was too dark?
Too long. Don't
what?
Read.
What if it, the tint on his windows yeah. was too dark? The cops had to stop him.
How do you know it's Scotty?
We don't have two tints.
The police have to stop you.
How do you know it's not a terrorist?
Don't have two.
Okay. How do you know a terrorist didn't steal that and try to? And they're driving bombs into the facility. How do you know that?
Well,
Scotty didn't think that this guy with the yellow jacket was an authority.
Have you seen Scotty? Although figure. He does have that beard now. Yeah.
You have a beard.
I know. I would stop me. But I, you
but
know
you
what?
Wouldn't
you
stop.
Know what I would go? I would try it. I'd say, sorry, got a tee time. Beat it. Beat it, Paul Blart.
You guys have
Barney,
no.
Hey, Barney Fife,
I
beat it.
I can't believe you're so anti-police.
That police officer looked into Scotty's car, saw a long metallic instrument and thought maybe gun. Turns out it was his driver.
It
but you
driver,
know what?
But
you never know. You've got to stop car. Stop and frisk for all golfers going forward.
Yeah, we got to start stopping and frisking golfers.
Mm-mm.
Just we to make to. Sure.
What's that in your pocket?
What?
Is that a divot replacer or are you just happy to see me?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, dad joke.
That was a bad one.
A divot replacer. That's real nerdy.
A divot replacer? A ball mark fixer? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just glad this long national nightmare is now over.
Yeah.
We can all get back to life as we knew it.
No peace. I was really worried they were going to tear up a golf course.
Hey, when we come back, man, Dion and his son, there's a lot of stuff going on over there. We got to talk about it on the other side.
I guarantee the president at Colorado is like, I didn't expect all this. Like, why do we have drama all the time?
Okay, let's find out what the higher or lower on Shiloh is at Underdog Fantasy.
Shiloh. Well, I don't know. That'd be tackles, I guess. Shador is high and low, the quarterback, because they will have stats. Actually, they do have stats on college football players. I've seen that. You've got them, of course, on basketball. So the Pick'em Challenge is on Underdog Fantasy. Of course, I do want to mention, right now you can already draft for season-long fantasy football. If you're like, man, I just can't wait for fantasy football, go take advantage of some drafts that they have at fantasy for season-long fantasy at Underdog Fantasy. And while you're at it, you can also check out Daily Fantasy for baseball. They've got that for you. But the Pick'em Challenge is one that so many people are gravitating to because the challenge is you've got to pick anywhere between two and five players. You can pick two, three, four, or five, and you go higher or lower than the statistics that they have in there. One stat, just find a stat you like. It might be three-pointer tonight. It might be, you know, rebounds for Anthony Edwards. It can be any number of things. You go higher or lower. And if you win all of your picks, you're going to win big money. You can win as much as 100 times your original play when you use the scorchers, which are the multipliers. And you'll see them. They have little chili peppers by them. But the great thing is you also have a flex feature, which is basically insurance, where you can win 2 out of 3, or 3 out of 4, or 4 out of 5, and still win money through Underdog Fantasy. And yes, I said win money. You play for real money. It's absolutely legal in the state of Texas, but you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates, which is here in Texas. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.